Luke glanced back to find the flat-nosed face of an ancient goatl hanging upside down in the purple light, with large patches of skin flaking off the tall sensory horns atop his head and broad features so emaciated they seemed all brow and teeth. He was obviously not far from death himself. He was also wearing the threadbare remnants of a sleeveless, tabard-style Jedi robe dating from nearly a decade before Palpatine. Behind the goatl floated several more beings in various stages of starvation. There was an age-yellowed Given who, with his exterior shell of bones, looked like the walking skeleton he was. There was a skinny Ortolan with an atrophied trunk and a body so thin it seemed nothing more than a leathery bag of wrinkles. There were even a pair of yellow-haired humans, a gaunt male and a cadaverous female in green-striped jumpsuits that had been all the rage before the recent Civil War. Luke saw nothing to suggest that they or anyone else in the immediate vicinity were affiliated with the Jedi Order, and he decided the presence of two Jedi from two different eras was probably little more than coincidence. He signaled Ben to keep working, then continued to hold Mode's arm as he looked back to the goatl. "The greatest harm lies in doing nothing, Jedi." Luke let the sentence trail off, reaching for the goatl's name. When none came, and the goatl didn't volunteer one, he shrugged and finished, "We're trying to save this Duros' life."
"There is no life," said the goatl. "There is only the Force."
"That's not right," Luke said, frowning. The goatl was misquoting one of the most important tenets of the Jedi Code, one that lay at the heart of the Jedi's willingness to sacrifice themselves for the good of others. "There is no death, there is the Force. If you're a Jedi, you know that."
"I once believed I was a Jedi."
The goatl's gaze slid away from Luke's. Whether he was embarrassed or simply recalling another time was impossible to say.
"I called myself Seek Ryantar."
"I've seen that name in the Jedi Holocron," Luke said, using the Force to bolster his memory. "You vanished on a mission to rescue the Nath Gordian heirs." Ryantar's gaze swung back to Luke.
"Not vanished. I found them in a habitat near here," he said. "I disabled their abductors and rescued the heirs."
"There's no record of their return to Nath Gordi," Luke pointed out. "And if they had been returned, I doubt there would have been a war of succession." An enigmatic smile came to Ryantar's emaciated face.
"There are many kinds of rescue."
A raspy pop sounded behind Luke, and Mode began to wail in pain. Luke looked back to see Ben straddling the patient's injured leg, still holding it by a bent knee and pulling as he worked to set the broken femur. Although Ben was clearly using the Force to hold the hips and upper body still, Mode's free leg was flailing about wildly as he tried to kick away his caregiver. Luke reached out with the Force to immobilize the thrashing leg. He half expected Ryantar or one of the other spectators to attack while his attention was diverted, but the group seemed content to wait and watch. Ben quickly finished setting the leg, at least as well as was possible under the circumstances, and Mode's wail faded to a moan. After a moment, Mode gasped,
"Please, stop. I was only trying to help you, Master Skywalker."
Luke raised his brow.
"You recognize us, Qualo?"
"Of course, I know you," Mode said. "I'm seeing you."
The emphasis on the word seeing suggested that Mode meant something more by it, but Luke was more interested in what the Duros hadn't said.
"You don't think we're imposters?"
Qualo shook his head.
"Not possible," he said. "I know that now."
"Then why did you fire on the shadow?" Ben demanded. "You are the one who did that, aren't you?"
"Of course he is,"
Ryantar said, peering at Ben over Luke's shoulder.
"Don't you recognize him?"
"Yeah, but how?" Ben asked. "I mean, he wasn't even wearing a vac suit. And how'd he get here?"
You'll understand soon enough, young Jedi Knight,
Ryantar said. He looked back to Luke.
You'll understand everything if you'll just leave poor Qualo be. Whether you realize it or not, you're doing him nothing but harm.
He's lost a lot of blood, Luke said, and we're not going to leave him to die.
No?
Ryantar shook his head.
I wish you would reconsider. You have no idea.
The screech of a discharging blaster sounded somewhere above, and the smell of scorched flesh began to waft down through the tangle of floating bodies. Ryantar sighed, expelling a breath so stale it might have been in his lungs for a decade, then asked,
Do you think you can stop us all from dying?
Another blaster screeched, this time close enough that Luke glimpsed a brief flash as its bolt streaked from the weapon's barrel into the head of the person firing it.